Okay, so we have like this. So we started to Gnezim last time, and briefly. The Psukim de Zimra are hilulim that are mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ongoing Ahav Yisraelim. There are Asura Halalukas, five kapitla. The core of Psukim de Zimra are the five Halalukas. Ashrei is its own mitzias. Five Halalukas that have 10 times the word Halalukah in the beginning and the end. That's Keneged the Asura Mamor Yisraelim Zivra, Keneged my Sibrachis. That is the teichin of Psukim de Zimra. Chazal, we saw last time, were misakin a bracha lefaner lachra because it's so chashiv, and obviously Baruch Shama, which is going to be a bracha that is it's a bracha that is actually, so to speak, a hakdamah. It's going to include all of it. I want to point out something. Baruch Shama that we have includes two halves to it, and the real bracha of Baruch Shama starts. The first introductory marks, Baruch Shem Avayulam and so on, is really an introduction to bracha. That's not really part of the bracha. It doesn't have a din of a bracha, and it has ex amorim in it to tell me something about the teichin and so on. Let's take a look at Siri Ashkenaz. I mean, Baruch Oisem Ma'aseh Reishis. So it's interesting. The pasuk refers to the bria of Ma'oros as present tense. La'oise Oros Gedol Lekol Chastoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Oros Gedol. It's present. The Nusach in the Baruch Sha'amar is also like that. Baruch Oise Ma'aseh Reishis is not Osa Ma'aseh Reishis, but Oise Ma'aseh Reishis. So what's the shinobi? What's the point here? And the point that he makes is as follows. He brings it, it's based on a chazal. Of all of the things that are in the Bria, in other words, all the Nevroim that we have, we see them as being continuous, as being part of an ongoing mitzvah. That's what we see in the Bria. Everything we see around us is we're coming the middle and stopping for the end. That's the mitzvah. We don't see any real ischachus day to day. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made part of the Bria that would be mischadish each day. So trees are pretty much the same. So yes, in spring and fall you detect the difference. But trees are pretty much the same, and the birds are the same, and so on. The light starts in the morning and finishes at night every day. So for us, that's a me'ein of ma'aseh b'reishis. Every morning there's a hi'or, every evening there is So oisem ma'aseh b'reishis, oisem b'olam is present tense because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it like that. Let's understand a little bit, just let's be explaining a job on it. Because Yehi'or is the first Bria in the world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that should be the phenomena where there is a new ischashus and new ma'aseh b'reishis every day. There's another nekuda to it, why this is a new chiddush and so on. When we ask ourselves, what's the role of light in the Bria? I mean, yes, light is necessary to get around, light is this or that, but why would that be first? And the answer for that is because in the most fundamental way, light is the possibility for tfisa and understanding of the Bria. So the Marshall, if somebody asks me, what do I see? So for me, seeing is believing. Seeing is inferring what it is. But depending on the light, I can see different colors. I can even see different shapes. It's really, when someone asks me, what did you see over there? And I say, red books. He'll ask me what light was shining and what angle was it at. Because depending on the light and angle, it could be something else. In other words, the gilui to me depends on the ha'ara. So in a sense, it's a real chiddush of ma'aseh breishis, day in, day out, in the fact that a person sees the bria differently every day. The Nefesh HaChaim brings a zoya that what makes every day a different day in the bria is there's a new hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bria every day. And therefore, no 2 days are alike. However it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you on the bria each day, so it's the same bria, the same Rebbe Inshallah, but it's a different hanhaga. And a different hanhaga is visible to us through the ha'ara. The ha'ara HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that's how it changes. Okay. Baruch Ayme Vaisa. Now, he says also, he throws in a word, like, Kach Koyen Oysam Gedoylim. And that's what they're called, the Oysam Gedoylim, because in Mitzad the Bria, this is the largest Nivra. It's the Nivra that creates, that gives over the most HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. Ayme Vaisa, he says, once we're Varachim on this, we're Varach Hashem Yidayisav. Now, so geyser umekayin, umerachim al oretz, umerachal abrias. So you have three stanzas here that are almost contradicting each other. It says Baruch geyser umekayin, because Baruch makes zeros. The word zeros tend to sound like rough stuff. This is the way it is, and so on. That's a zera. And then it says merachim al abrias, umerachal oretz. How do you understand the Rachmas Haaretz together with the Goyza Mekayim? So he says, She'af agav shu Goyza Baruch Hashan shu Gishmei Shonim Mu'otim Ne'avon Abriyas shu Mismal Rachmas Haaretz Acharkach Lehach Zegerosi Efsha Ela Moiridin Bezman Ela Tzorcha Vim Kein Mekayim Zeroysa Rachmas Haaretz Ela Abriyas. So he explains something to Gemara, and it's important to understand the point of the Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser on different countries and people, they'll have more, they'll have less, they will have, they won't have, and so on. Rain especially. What happens if a person does tshuva and does good, or vice versa, has a shol? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets around the mashal. Let's say he was geyser, there would only be one inch of rain in a year on this field because of Averis. But if the rain comes at the exact right moment, in the exact right place, so all that rain gets concentrated where it's needed, that'll work also. So what's the purpose of that game for? I mean, you make a bureaucracy, you can't help yourself. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol. So why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that? It says, I'm going to do everything Rosh Hashanah. There's only going to be a little bit rain here. Okay, we'll all have it come to the right place, the right time, and that's how we'll get around it. The answer is that the hanhaga of din is critical for us. In other words, if we live in a world where everything is hefker and meaningless, then nothing has meaning. If a person lives in a world where everything is wishy-washy, where doing bad is never final, but it, you know, you can change, you get a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a good mood, so it changes, and you go from mood to mood. Forget about what it says about Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not good for us. The Eitzah, what HaKadosh Baruch does instead is give a different anhaga of rachmim that supplements it. Let's give an example. Imagine a kid is in school, he fails a test. So he's very tzibrachin, he needs it, whatever it is, so on and so forth. So one halakha said, okay, you know, I know we said that if you fail this test, you fail the course. Okay, this time we'll let you get away with it. So that is destructive. Because basically what you're doing is, the next time he has to study for something, he's not going to study, because it's not important, it's not good, it's not this, not that. So you're not doing, you're doing a momentary favor, and something much more destructive. Part of what makes a school work is a sense of how important this is, and this is, and this is, the sense of significance of different things. A much better mahalach is when you do is you tell the person, okay, you failed the test of course, but you can do makeup study on this day, you know, after this time, if you study the other textbook and you get a good grade on that, then we'll let you pass based on that. So we have the hanhaga of rachmim, we have hanhaga that gives you a chance, but it does not foster a sense of less din v'less dayan. Rather, it fosters a sense of and I want to go a little bit into just one more thing about midas hadin. Midas hadin, we just think is a way to punish us. It did wrong. It's maybe a way to push through something. It's much stronger than that. Midas hadin for us is synonymous with mitzias. Anything that's not absolute and not strict is not a real mitzias. The mashal. If somebody throws up a ball, it's always going to come down. Always. And even if it's very inconvenient, it's still going to come down. And that's why I treat it as a metzias. If I'm building a building, and I do the math, and I say, the floor is not going to hold the people you have there, you don't say, well, you know, it's a special occasion, and it's only once, and it's really very important, I can't afford a bigger, a stronger floor, so maybe just this once it'll hold it. It doesn't work like that. If the floor structurally can hold 1,000 pounds, and you have 1,001 pounds, then you might as well bring the ambulances now and order on the floor. It's gone. So we look at that as a real mitzvah. When I present the marshal, it's important to be honest. I believe it's important to be honest. But you know, it's a very, very difficult matzah. It's not. A little, you don't have to be such a yucky. A little bit of a cutting of a corner once in a while is not so bad. Why is that a normal human approach? Because the first one is a mitzias. The second one is a desire. It's a wish. It's not a real mitzias. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Chazal Yisrael Shachar Shachar Imer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Yivatran Ma'ayim. If a person says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is easygoing, then Yivatran Ma'ayim. Then we'll be easygoing about his life. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be easygoing about this person's life. Why is it such a severe reaction? The answer is because what the person is doing is easygoing describes things that are not real and solid and hard. They are, the Chavetz Chaim had a daughter who died a few years ago. The daughter from his last wife, she was the wife of a Mendel Zaks, and Reb Hillel Zaks, Chaim Levracha, was her son. It was a She told, I didn't hear this from her, so my brother-in-law said to her, that her father once called her in and asked that she look over a new batch of Mishnah Berurahs that were printed. She should go over the pages to make sure no page is missing. In the old days, there'd be a page that's missing, and you know, it's kind of sad. So she said, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. And, you know, she wanted to have to play, and I'll do it later. She came back late in the evening, she's very tired. And the Chavetz Chaim made her sick. She went for hours to look over all of them. She was very tired. And when she finished, Chavetz Chaim said, I needed to teach you that a word is a word. Not to say things like it. Not to toss out things like it. A word is a word. And the reason why we don't, because words to us don't belong to the Metzius of Metzius, the world of Metzius. It's ideas, ideals, intentions, anything that we call vague or not Metzius. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga unique is that Geuze Mekayim works together with Merachim Al Oetz and Merachim Al Abriyas. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cancel his Xeris. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin, and if a person is not, if a person is not Nitzel L'Toyv Rosh Hashanah, then he's not Nitzel L'Toyv. There's no, to do it other than that would make Din into a Shmata, and B'Mele would take the meaning away from everything we do. So what we do is nice things, that the Minhagim Toivim, they don't carry themselves the umph of a Metzias. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gazed that a person should earn only $1,000 that year, then that's all his gazed. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gazed that the person should have one bucket of water. There's a mahalach of Rachman. It's not mevatel the din, but it enables the person to survive even that in mind. If you put the water in the right place at the right time, that's good enough. So the din didn't get lost, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a way for you to deal with it. Those are two analogies that try to go together, and important to understand that Rachman is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is done away, that Rachman is not a cancellation of din, and the reason is because din is very important. Whatever is din is a metzias. There's a lashon in the Gemara, Yikur Badin Sahar, that din needs to break a mountain. It goes straight through a mountain. In other words, if I ask you what's a straight line from point A to point B, and there's a mountain in the middle, I don't say, well, realistically it goes around the mountain. Realistically it goes around the mountain is a plan how to build a road. But if you ask what's a straight line is straight through the mountain. That's the Metzius of Din. You can use Rachman to temper effectively. And that's why the Marshal, Mr. Sharman speaks about it. Midas HaRachman is not a cancellation of Din, but the Marshal. If I owe $1,000, I owe $1,000. Saying I don't owe it is an Ibas HaDin. But I can pay it back later. I can pay it back over time. I can, you know, do it. I give him credit. Those Hanhagas of Rachman is credit. Hanhagas of Rachman allows you to take your time to do it. But it does not ever, it's not ever about them in itself. Okay, the Elamir Zan and Sarkum in Kain, Mekayim Zeroysav, Umirachmal Asavias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is both Mekayim Zeroysav and Rachma also. One more sushtal I want to make to this, and we'll hold it. The famous Mishnah. If somebody says, I can't sipi yagir achmecha, he should, you know, then we say, because he's saying it's Rachmanis, and it's really Xeris, which is Tamua. And there's a lot of talk about it, lots of it. But the morale's point is, the morale explains that, in other words, this person is taking Rachmim as a certain, a chewing up quality. Listen, you are nice here, be nice here also. I, It's teaching us rachamim, but it's a din that tells me that rachamim is chiyuv. When a person gives tzedakah, he's not being a nice person giving tzedakah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev tzedakah. This is what I have to do, and if I do it, if I don't do it, I'm wrong in not doing it. So understanding that even the diva slave, even rachamim, has in itself, it's something that it's makom in the bria is kol kulay mitzias. It's not, you know, if you want to, if you don't want to. Okay, we'll hold it here.